Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have no idea where 2017 went, but somehow this became our final show for 2017. Lots more coming in 2018, but I'm thinking about the past year and how fast it's gone by and the fact that we are knocking on the door of 2018. It blows my mind, Audrey.
It's going to be an amazing year.
It is.
Well, when, you know, looking back at Pittsburgh for the year, we've had this whole, you know, proliferation of autonomous vehicles.
Yeah.
And the presence of some really interesting things in the transportation space.
Definitely.
I'm driving my car less and less, which I'm so appreciative for, because obviously I'm like a target.
Yes, you are a target this year.
And so, yeah, the joke is Jonathan and I were sitting at a red light and some nice gentleman just
must have been
texting and just drove right into us. And Jonathan went head first and,
and that was
splayed everywhere.
And that was just before I commented that this is the first car you have that hasn't been hit.
I know, within minutes.
Within minutes. And then we got hit. So that was my psychic powers coming into play.
It was. Thank you very much. So really appreciate
glad to bring
your
upon
energy.
Us. That was our smash up success of 2017, right?
Right.
But what are you thinking about for 2018?
Well, I'm thinking for 2018, we're going to see some interesting things in artificial intelligence that will find its way into the marketplace from Pittsburgh. I think that there are still a lot of people that are working on sort of predictive analytics. I like to see the overlay of artificial intelligence in terms of extracting that data. I think Carnegie Mellon has done an incredible job of really sort of pressing the metal to making sure that companies are getting out into the world. So it'd be interesting to see the number.
Pitt as well, too.
And Pitt, I was just going to talk about Pitt and their Innovation Institute and some of the work that they're doing at the Cary Furnace and with their entrepreneur stuff. It's just, there's really been some good, solid kind of work that's been proliferating. Chatham University has started the Women's Entrepreneur Program.
Exactly.
So if you sort of take all that and if we stay on trend for outside investors to come in, I mean, we're slowly, again, it's never been sort of a hockey stick for us. I think that we are going to see some really interesting growth opportunities. One of the things that people now are talking about is the whole, you know, listen, we have a company called Astrobotic, and they're looking at taking payloads to the moon.
That just completely blows my mind.
And
it's so cool because that's happening from Pittsburgh.
Well,
they're thinking
at a level that's big and bold and not impossible.
Right.
So those, you know, when we lift ourselves to have some of those dreams and that's surrounding us, I believe that many other things can manifest themselves.
I like it.
You know, the other day I read something about holograms and holograms.
You need a hologram.
I'd like to have that.
Sometimes
think about
you need
that,
to be in two places at one time.
But think about having holographic experiences with people who are far away.
That would be really interesting.
Instead of
I could talk to my dad instead of FaceTime. I could have a hologram of my dad. Mm-hmm. And he'd have a hologram of me.
Right.
Wow.
I don't think we're that far off in some of these things.
I never even thought about that.
Really don't. And I think that I believe there's going to be some significant changes that will happen as a result of Facebook and Google and some of the things that have happened in terms of advertising and things that have sort of gotten maybe into some of the dark side of this good work.
Right.
That, you know, we may shift a little bit.
Shift a little bit back.
So we're going to see some different strategies around security and data analytics. I'm excited by that. I also think that the autonomous vehicles will definitely start to be very competitive in terms of, you know, other cities are really competing in this market space.
But
and
we have 4 or 5
at least
huge companies here.
We definitely do.
On top of like companies like Petuum doing artificial intelligence, you know, across all types of disciplines.
With their LiDAR and their sensors, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm with you where I'm really pumped for what our future is for this coming year and years beyond because of the groundwork that's been happening literally over the past 20 years in some ways.
Right.
And the past five years.
Pittsburgh's an overnight success over the last 35 years.
Exactly.
I know. I love that.
Goes by that
quick. And the other thing that's been so interesting for us at the Tech Council over the last year have been these partnerships that we've forged with these outlying areas who were Pittsburgh 35 years ago.
Yes.
And Johnstown has really sort of alerted my thinking. I'd never really spent time in Johnstown. And yet, you know, they've suffered a tremendous impact in terms of the decimation of, you know, a lot of the contracts that they used to get when Mirtha was alive. And
it was almost a year ago we first linked up with them to help build this bridge between Pittsburgh and Johnstown.
And you see some things really solidifying.
Yeah. And it's a two-way bridge as
well. And I like that we're focusing on these outlying areas and they're not so outlying. Like we're partnering with Butler County.
That's coming up
in
the spring. Right. We just did some coverage on Indiana County.
And so I really like that kind of a view of the region.
Yeah, that's been very exciting for me as well over the past year is trying to build these outliers, to build these bridges out to these other areas where there's different pockets of talent, and it goes both ways. So I see our region becoming stronger and their region becoming stronger because we're taking our resources and bringing them together and sharing. Mm-hmm.
And there just are a lot of smart people who are living in these particular areas that are trying to build, you know, their capacity. I mean, even the federal government has given some money to Johnstown, for example, so that they can work on a strategy around art.
That's what I'm talking about.
And, you know, that's really interesting. And, and what does that mean? How do they partner with the University of Pittsburgh?
How do they tie in with our Creative Industries Network here and our Create Festival? Right. Like, they got to be part of that. And so, there's actually...
So if you take holograms, distance doesn't matter.
Exactly.
So we're going to work on...
Can you hug a hologram, though?
Yeah, but you can live anywhere. So we have to make sure that Pittsburgh is an amazing place for people to live.
I think it's doing that.
Right.
It's got me pretty pumped up. And
it's really great.
I'm feeling super positive about it. Sometimes it almost stresses me out. I feel like there's just so much going on that what do you focus on first as far as that is? But it's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have.
As far as that is. So, and I don't know. I'm pumped. I'm really pumped about tonight's show. We've got some really great guests stopping by tonight. We have Tony Murphy. She's the new VP at Comcast. You want to talk about a ball of positive energy right there. We were just talking to her before when she was out in the hallway. I cannot wait to interview her tonight. She's got so much cool stuff going on within Comcast. And she's not a Pittsburgh native. She brings some perspective as to, she's been in San Francisco and other areas. So I'm glad she's in Pittsburgh. And rumor has it she's a singer. So there could be a special treat later.
Maybe.
I'm just saying there could be something going on. We got to end 2017 with a bit of a bang, right? I mean, here it is, the end of.
Well,
the end
you're of certainly December. Not going to have you or I sing.
No, I'm a terrible singer, terrible singer. And then we have our friends from Clifton Larson Allen stopping by, CLA, talking about basic setup procedures for your company. You don't set your company up right at the get-go, it can cause lots of problems down the road.
A lot to undo.
And this is a company where
sometimes you can't undo a lot of it.
No, you can't. Like, you've made certain moves, and a couple years later, you're kind of painted into a corner. And so they're like friends and family. They're there to help you. Like, don't be bashful to reach out to our friends at CLA. And then speaking of friends, 321 Blink.
They've been our partners.
For 2 years, we've been doing our TNT Tech 5 Neighborhood Tour. And they bring the video aspect to that. But they do not only video, they also do advertising, they do marketing, they do SEO, all types of services. We're going to talk to Tim McLaughlin tonight. He's going to talk a little bit about some trends in video, what you can do yourself with video, when to bring in the pros, all types of great stuff, super positive people. I can't wait to make this our big bang-up show for the end of 2017. And let's welcome in 2018. So great, great stuff. Just remind everybody, make the Pittsburgh Technology Council part of your 2018. Join up. We can help you out with so many things like business development and talent visibility. Go to pghtech.org to learn more. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
Nothing better than a Friday night. Time to stretch out, relax, and listen to a little tech vibe radio. Audrey, it takes all types of companies to make the tech ecosystem go round. And we rely on our service providers. They're like they're the heart and soul of keeping companies afloat. Simple as that. We have some great folks stopping by today. Just authored an article out of TEQ Magazine. Really great insight as far as that goes. And we have our friends here. We have Maureen Berry and Dustin Wayman. Sometimes I could totally mispronounce something, and I got it right, but
good
I nailed
job.
It out.
Good job.
I'm fantastic like that. Anyhow, from Clifton Larson Allen, CLA for short. Thanks for stopping by today.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Hi. Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Audrey. It's good you to guys see have both been, of you again.
Yeah, you guys have really been good friends to the entrepreneur community and the tech community.
Totally.
So we thought we'd do just a little bit of deep dive on a couple of things that
yeah.
maybe people can understand and think about. It always blows my mind that, you know, you're busy working on the business very often and, you know, you just forget about all that stuff. And Maureen and I even have stories of people who forget that being in business means that you have to pay attention to these things.
You have to do some forward thinking.
And CL's there to do difficult. The thinking for you and as far as that goes.
We like, will.
Yeah.
We will. If we can get in there soon enough. But then
right.
even if we're late enough, we can unwind all the
right.
mistakes.
But what happened. We're going to talk about today is so you don't have to unwind it.
Exactly.
To do things proactively so when it comes time to bring on investors, to bring on, you know, other funding, to whatever it is, to set your business up correctly at the get-go.
At the get-go.
Right. And that's why I really encourage folks, if you're an entrepreneur mm-hmm. out there, reach out to these folks. Like, they're not a big, scary firm.
Well,
they're
yeah,
a bunch of nice
talk,
people.
Well, let's talk
so,
about
yeah.
some of the things that,
right.
that, you know, small companies and startups
sure.
are that like, what are their main concerns and what should be their main concerns?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could start first, yeah. you know. First, they have to decide, do they want to be an entity or do they just want to be a sole proprietor who's just starting out? I have an idea. I'm not sure what I want to do. How much
right.
How much do I want to organize myself? If you're a sole proprietor, that's great. And it is good at the beginning, possibly. But the issues become tax consequences / liability consequences
mm-hmm.
and things like that. So we don't normally see entrepreneurs just saying, hey, I'm going to put a sign on the door and I. Not the type of clients that you that the tech
right.
community works with.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So the entities that we have to choose from, we've got partnerships, we've got limited partnerships, we have corporations, we have LLCs. Okay. So the expense of setting all those up vary. The entity of choice in the state of Pennsylvania
yeah,
right now is
say.
LLCs.
LLCs. Limited
LLCs.
Liability, right?
Limited liability companies. So we get protection for the owners and the founders. We get flexibility as to how we want to allocate profit, losses, returns on capital, things like that. We can have a variety of partners in those entities.
So you can bring people on as you grow, right?
Exactly. But what LLCs aren't LLCs are a state entity. It's not a federal entity. So the IRS is going to want to know, well, how do you want us to tax you? So
right. I say not at all.
not at all. There's no check the box for that one. So by default, the IRS, if you don't choose anything and you're a single member LLC, you're filing as that sole proprietor again.
Right.
Which
so it defaults back to being a sole proprietor.
To being self-employed, and that isn't always good because some of these entities we're working with, there's going to be losses, and who's financing those losses? Because if it's not this single member LLC person and
right.
it's an outside investor with angel funding debt,
right.
I can't take those losses as a sole proprietor. I have to carry that forward and forward and forward. And then if something happens exciting, those losses will expire and never be used by anyone because of the tax rules. So you might want to consider being a corporation at that point as an LLC.
I like. And this mm-hmm. is why I
and
love
And so what does that milestone
this, right?
look like? So, what,
so you know... I just, you have to have those conversations about how the debt's being, how the losses are being financed. You know, sometimes they're just bootstrapping it and managing
it. Most
to get
of
by
the time they are.
With, you know, 20, 30 grand they've set aside.
Right.
So if they've set that aside at the beginning, then I'll go for it. Put it on your personal return, take a loss, and then let's talk about it a year later or
okay.
before that year is over.
Right, right, right. These things are so complicated to me. That's why I'm glad you're here to talk about this.
Well,
totally, people don't typically think about it.
I know.
I mean, so when you start and you have an idea.
Well, and then, okay, so Dustin, he
right.
wants to be my partner now.
Right.
So 6 months in, he's like,
right.
you've got a great thing going. I want to be part of it.
Right.
Okay, Dustin, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm now a multi-member LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Now what am I going to do?
Right.
Now I have
to... I call Clifton Larson Allen and I say, how do I set this up?
Right. That's what I've done to them.
Yeah. And so you actually do have two separate parts of the year, part of it being a Schedule C, and we need books and records to reflect what my income or loss was for those 6 months
right?
to that point.
Okay.
And then we pull Dustin in. And he's going to be a partner. And we have a partnership return by default. That's what the IRS wants.
I see.
For a multi-member LLC.
Wow.
And it's easiest to go from an LLC partnership, LLC sole proprietor, to a C-Corp down the road when you see opportunities for some VC funding.
Which is why I think it's so important that they work with an organization like yours, because as they're growing, you can see what's happening and say, hey, I think it's time for you to now change your structure a little bit, because you're going to be doing these things in 6 months.
Yes. And then some of the unfortunate surprises that some of these folks have had. So say we do get some financing and I'm able to take a salary now. Dustin and I are both allowed to take some money out.
Yeah. Right.
If it's a partnership, it's supposed to be treated as what's called a guaranteed payment. Guaranteed payments for services are not like a paycheck that you and I get with federal withholding and all my taxes taken care of and all that good stuff. It's something that comes to me in gross number, and I'm supposed to set aside money to pay my taxes.
Pay your taxes later, exactly.
I hate that.
So how about the accounting side of the situation?
I hate that.
Right. Yeah. So then there's Dustin's side.
Right.
That...
Yeah, so let's talk about that, Dustin. Let's talk about these accounting systems, right? And the fact that your bank account is balance is not your cash flow.
Exactly. And we see many entrepreneurs, many startup companies, even more established companies, they utilize their...
We like that.
Yeah.
It's a balance. Look, I got $10K right here.
I have money in the bank. I must be
doing
good.
How much is going in and out?
Exactly. And how much do I owe people? How much do they owe me? So it's very important to have an accounting system. And when you're first starting out, it doesn't have to be anything robust. I mean, there's plenty of software out there like QuickBooks Online.
Right.
Something
simple. It's great. Right.
You can set it up. It's inexpensive. Something that you can track everything. So, and the most important part there is I need that information to make good business decisions on a day-to-day basis, on a month-to-month basis. You know, and I'm not just saying that because I'm an accountant and I like accounting systems. You know, it's very important to be able to
make
those
decisions.
I could just say.
Then we'd sound like nerds.
Yeah.
And you are.
Exactly.
And that's okay.
So we got just a few minutes left. So we make, make sure we hit some of these points on the accounting side, because I think this is so fundamental to how you set your
company up. And beyond just the basic accounting to make sure that you can make decisions, you have to have that information readily available for any potential investors that come down.
Exactly. You know, they want to see your books, and you got to show them what your cash flow is.
You need to be able to print out, here's my balance sheet, here's my profitability, here's my burn rate, here's what's going on in my business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's very important to be able to get to that readily.
And what about helping? You also have helped companies get ready for investors, their pitch deck, and the kinds of things that are going to get the word out there in terms of what they do. You help them.
Absolutely, yeah. We do a lot of entrepreneurial coaching, making sure that they're ready, making sure that they can tell investors, concisely, here's what my business is. Here's how we're going to make money in the future. Investors, yes, they appreciate the passion that the entrepreneurs have, but at the same time, they're there to get a return on their capital.
They want to see
and
the real
while
numbers.
While they like their passion, you know, while they like your passion, they want to make money off their investment.
Absolutely. So if people want to link up with you guys, what's the best way for them? And I tell people, do not be shy. Reach out to these folks. They're here to help. They want to talk to you.
Absolutely. I mean, they can call, email us at any time.
Okay.
They can check out our website to see all of our services here in Pittsburgh and across the country.
And what's your site? What's the best address for people to hit?
CLAConnect.com.
CLAConnect.com. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then is there a way they can look up Dustin Maureen?
I was going to say, I don't know. Yeah. Not
LinkedIn.
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 Always
LinkedIn.
Great
LinkedIn. Way. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just LinkedIn's the best.
The best way to do it. So people go to LinkedIn, look up Maureen Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and Dustin Wehman, W-E-H-M-A-N. From CLA, link in with these guys and start talking, because they're there to help. They want to help you succeed.
Yeah. And they're great. They will help you at your smallest point to when you scale.
Exactly.
So thanks for being
such
great partners.
Yeah. Thanks, Dustin. Thanks, Jonathan.
Great having
you
guys around.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone, stick around for a little more Tech Vibe Radio coming right up, I swear. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about the Pittsburgh Technology Council by going to pghtech.org. And, hey, you can use some LinkedIn to link in with us as well, too. Look for Jonathan Kirsting and Audrey Russo there. We're happy to link in with you. Welcome back, and thanks for tuning into Tech Vibe Radio tonight, where we get paid to have way too much fun. I keep saying this because I can't get over the great guests we get to talk to. It's like every show, we have this cavalcade of stars that come in here, really showing you what's going right, what's going positive in Pittsburgh's tech sector. And we got someone here that I know we are just so pumped to talk to today, without a doubt.
We have a new friend.
Yes.
And I'm thrilled that Tony Murphy is here. She's vice president of Comcast Business for Keystone Region and headquartered being in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And hey, thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Yeah. Didn't know I was a star, but I'll go
with
that.
You are a star.
You are a star.
We're just saying, man.
So
you've
been with Comcast for 9 years.
That's
so you've had a multitude of roles.
That's correct.
You moved here from San Fran.
That's right.
And how long were you in San Fran?
So we're in San Fran for about 2.5 years.
Where were you before that?
Chicago for 3 years.
Oh, wow. You're making the rounds.
That's right.
But we need you here longer.
Yeah. I know. Well, we, you know, my husband and I agreed that we were going to make this the last stop on the train.
Really?
For
the
a while.
Last stop
so
for a while.
Did you?
Okay.
Yeah. You need like a little slowdown here.
That's right.
Because we love your energy and we love the perspective that you're bringing here.
Well, thank you. We love it. I had never visited Pittsburgh before moving here.
No.
I had never here sight unseen.
Never, ever, ever. I only have my perception, and I'm so grateful that my perception is not the reality.
Okay.
So
oh
it's been a wonderful city to join.
Excellent.
So prior to Comcast, though, you also have an interesting few years of work.
Yeah.
Which brings some really great perspective. Can you just talk about that? I'm trying to lay it up so people can understand.
Yeah, so you know, I've been with Comcast 9 years, but prior to that I really started my career in the investment banking industry on Wall Street. So I worked for Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, UBS, Investment Bank, mostly focused on the telecom and media space. And actually Comcast was one of our clients. So
that
was the
away.
Connection.
They're like, we like that Tony person.
I love that.
We think we need her help.
There you go.
So, exactly.
So now I want to just give you sort of like an open plate. You know, this whole word of innovation and what does that mean for Comcast? What does it mean in the role that you're in and what you see?
Well, I'm so glad you brought up the word innovation. You know, I think that, you know, in our industry, Comcast is known as the innovator. Many of you at home have the voice remote, which is...
I was one of the first.
Yeah,
she
there
was.
You go.
You were like part of the beta group.
I was part of the beta group.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You like it?
Oh, yeah. I get mad if it doesn't work, for, you know, like... doesn't understand my New York accent.
Well, you know, the voice remote started with our desire to innovate for the accessibility vertical.
People who were with
disabilities,
right?
So that's how it started, and now it's become a phenomenon that people
Much of the work in disabilities has been really some of the pivotal work in terms of innovation. So the swipe,
the
swipe?
That's right.
Started with someone who was trying to help people with disabilities.
Yeah.
And well, now you and I can't live without a swipe.
Cannot live without a swipe. And most people can't live without the voice remote. I mean, for my children, you know, that's the only way they know how to go to the guy. I mean, they know how to, I can't even imagine what they would do without it. So, you know, for me, I really am proud to work for a company that's constantly innovating. In the space that I work in, I lead Comcast Business. And so, you know, we sell services to small corporations like mom and pop, you know, nail shops.
All the way on up.
All the way up to large enterprises. And, you know, over the last, you know, call it 10 years, we would, you know, launch one or two new products a year. Well, this past year, we launched five new products.
What were the new products?
Yeah, what were your key
ones? So we launched our SD-WAN product, which is essentially kind of a software-defined network for enterprise businesses where they can throttle their bandwidth between between sites. So if you think about a bank that has satellite locations, they can expand at their own pleasure. They can see their
they can turn it up when they need it and
turn
it down
when
they
don't.
That's interesting.
That's right.
It's like it comes with a little dial.
Okay, so
and you can just turn it.
That's right.
Yes.
And so think about that from a labor cost. You don't have to have your IT guy with you every single day. You can literally look at your network online by yourself whenever you'd like it, on the weekends, at night. I mean, that's a huge game changer. Then we launched our Voice Edge Select product, which is really for companies that are really, really small, but they need a more advanced phone system. So they need the ability to check their voicemail remotely. You know, you can't do that on your regular old phone line at home. So we innovated that product at a lower price point for small businesses. They have the ability to function as though they're a large enterprise. We launched Smart Office, which is our office surveillance product. So we have companies, I mean, we have farms that are using our surveillance to watch their animals, to watch their crops.
Really?
So really, really cool. We just sold one customer a couple days ago who literally is buying our Smart Office on a farm out in the middle of nowhere in Beaver County.
You need a new product. Your sixth product, Smart Farm.
That's right.
I got it for you.
Really interesting.
That's exactly right. We just launched Gig Speed. So, so basically, you know, for our customers who take our internet product, they now have, you think about downloading a file. It could take you 5 minutes before. It could take you 2 minutes before. Now it takes literally a second to send a huge, huge file across the transom. So really excited about that. I mean, we just have so many awesome and dynamic products. You know, we launched Wi-Fi Pro, which again, it's another way for you to have a Wi-Fi network that you can manage dynamically and throttle as you need to as your business grows.
Do you guys ever get a chance to sleep?
Not quite.
I was going to say, I mean, there's too much going on.
I know. Thank God for Maybelline. How about that?
So what does it look like for the next year ahead? Obviously, you're not going to talk about products specifically.
Yeah.
But what are some of the technologies that absolutely fascinate you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, the Internet of Things is changing the game for everybody, right?
For sure. So, absolutely.
What I love about our products, because of the speeds that we have in the market, all the way up to a gig, on the enterprise side, we're doing 10 gig, 100 mm-hmm. gig, that allows us to mobilize all sorts, the internet for anything.
Right.
So, our smartphone is the gateway to our lives. So I can imagine more applications. I can imagine us being much more dynamic as businesses grow. And I'm proud to work for a company that literally can scale. I mean, we literally have some customers that started with us as a data service. And now they have multi-location. They've got advanced phone services. They've got gig speeds. I mean, this is amazing.
Which is what's so cool is that you get to grow with these companies.
That's right.
And so you're offering the highest level of technology to the smallest guy.
Yes.
And the biggest guy.
Well, in our world, we don't really want to differentiate between that because the truth is that whether you're small or you're large, you want to grow.
You
want to be where your customers are. So I know for us, from an innovation perspective, we're thinking about how do our customers use our products? How will it help them get to their customers faster, get to, grow their business faster, meet their needs faster? So, we're trying to do a lot more to listen to what our customers need, and then we're going to innovate from there.
And that's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It's nothing worse than not being close to your customers,
particularly
in this day and age.
And listening to them, right?
Right.
I mean, I think, prior to this role, I took over this role in the summer. But prior to that, I was leading the customer experience organization for Comcast. And the company is really making a concerted effort to ensure that our branding aligns with the innovation that we foster. And so trying to listen, listening to customers has been the greatest way to think about where do we go next. I mean, literally the SD-WAN product really came from our enterprise customers saying, well, this is all terrific, but I still have to have an IT guy coming to my location.
I still have
to call you when I want to just change my bandwidth needs.
Like, we love you and all, but we don't need you to come out here all the time.
That's right. We don't want to see you that often. So it's been really exciting to see that when a customer gives us feedback, we're able to take it into a product lab, lock some really smart guys in a closet.
Love it.
And they come out with an even better solution.
Well, it's great because it's really difficult in a business when people expect you to be on all the time.
That's right.
And it to be working all the
time. They expect it like a utility.
And they just, it's just like a utility. You are a utility.
That's right.
To many of us.
Well, that's right. And I think, look, I'm really grateful for the reliability of our products. I mean, that is a huge differentiator.
Matters.
Absolutely. Because, you think about it, like you and me and everybody here, we operate around the clock. Business doesn't stop because we went to bed. And so I'm really proud that we're doing the right work of getting our network to be really reliable.
Just reminding our listeners, we are talking to Tony Murphy, the Vice President of Comcast Business for the Keystone Region. So glad you're here hanging out with us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
And the Keystone Region means what area?
So we cover most of the state of Pennsylvania, absent Philadelphia. We also have parts of West Virginia, Ohio, and Western Maryland.
That's a lot of territory.
Oh, okay.
Huge.
So that's a big territory. How many lives are covered? How many humans?
So I have on my team, I have over 200 people that report to me.
Wow.
In the region, we have over 5,000 employees.
That's a lot of timesheets you got to sign.
That's a lot,
totally,
right?
Absolutely. And we're growing like gangbusters, so
Believe
shameless
it.
Plug. I need more people.
Okay, so tell us about
it.
I am absolutely hiring.
Where can they find information?
Oh, my God. Go to jobs.comcast.com. I mean, certainly would love, and anybody who's interested in a job with us, please go look. We've got plenty of opportunity. We're hiring entry-level salespeople, senior-level salespeople. We're hiring technicians.
Radio hosts?
Yeah, radio hosts,
Come on,
absolutely.
We'll do it for a little bit.
Hey, marketing specialists, we certainly can use those.
We'll do that, too.
Can you get your hands off of them now?
Absolutely, I'll try.
So that is so exciting. So what do you do for fun?
Oh, my God. So I'm a singer by...
knew it.
Yeah, I
See?
Am a singer. I am a singer.
Can you sing us something before we go?
Oh,
I don't want to put you on the spot, but just saying.
Well, I want to put her on the spot.
All right. Well, it's funny. I used to sing a lot at Fenway when I grew up in Boston.
No way.
At Fenway?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Break into it.
Okay, you got to do something fun for us.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back.
We're signing you to a contract. We're signing you to a contract right now. That's fantastic. Very cool. Tony Murphy.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Tony. We're keeping our eyes on you, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And once again, people want to know about the jobs.
Jobs.comcast.com.
Wow. Beautiful. I love it. I encourage everyone to go there. If you want to have some fun, innovate, sell some stuff, talk to them.
It's the place to be.
It's the place
to be. They've been great partners.
So glad you could stop by. You made our night tonight, man.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
All the way around. We're glad you're in Pittsburgh. And like Audrey said, you got to stay here for a while.
Okay.
So we're holding
karaoke night, the three of us.
Perfect.
Listen, we've done it.
Oh, we have.
Okay. It's not pretty for me, but we've done it.
Good.
My voice is terrible, too. But anyhow, we got to go. We're taking a quick break. We're coming right back with more Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kersting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And we are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. We have awesome members like Comcast. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. We always save the best for last. Here on Tech Vibe Radio. We get to have a lot of fun on Tech
Vibe. Look how he's grinning from ear to ear.
So we got Tim McLaughlin here from 321 Blink. And 321 Blink is a true partner of the Pittsburgh Tech Council and Tech Vibe Radio. Because
yes, we are.
We do a cool thing called the Tech Vibe Neighborhood Tour, TNT, dare I call it Dynamite, where we...
little Jimmy Walker flashback there. Yeah,
exactly.
There we go.
I love Jimmy Walker.
Exactly.
And, you know, we like taking the show on the road because it's more immediate. And we can have a fun story to tell you about.
But they've just been great partners with us in terms of trying to capture like the aura of authenticity.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, our video and creative guys, when your stuff is planned, but it's not nearly as scripted and planned as all the other stuff we do.
Right.
Exactly.
So you want to see the heart palpitations and the sweats those guys when they do this. But I like it because it kind of gets them out of their comfort zone.
Do we make them nervous?
No, listen, it could be anybody. It's not you guys.
Okay.
It's just the fact that it is just, you know, I
a
mean, everything else we do,
right.
We have, you know, storyboards, script, everything. That's a lot of
We're here to teach them.
Oh, yeah.
Our storyboard is to show up and do a show. But we love taking the show on the road. And so when we go on the road, we use you guys to come in and document it. We get a great 1.5-2 minute video that we use to promote the show and actually see the show in action.
Well, you know what else I like about these guys?
What's that?
Is that they, while we're working in the show, it seems like they're working on the show. Like they seem to be able to look around the environment.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Good point.
Like remember when we go down to the strip
and
we had a bunch of tech companies in there. You guys went in, you sort of looked at the entire environment.
Right.
Yeah,
while
totally.
We would not see that.
Right. We're just like, where'd we talk?
We're just going, whatever.
Yeah, and
are we in the corner? Okay, good.
Yeah,
because, do I have water?
Yeah, totally. Because a big part of, again, what we're accustomed to is, you know, you're setting things up and that kind of that little bit of that, I hate to even say run and gun, you know, kind of shooting video, everything's not the way it is.
Right.
But that brings us to a lot of what we, you know, talk about today is content. And, you know, I always, a lot of times sit down with people, I hold up my phone, you know, these smartphones have changed the way that people are accepting of video.
Right.
Now, you know, when you're watching on your 52-inch at home and you're breaking a Pens game, you know, you expect to see something good and polished, whatever. But when you're, you know, when you're just looking to get content, you know, these have, I would say, lowered. So what we do is it's that style, it's that vibe,
right.
You know, that we
and
try to bring out.
And you've captured it for us.
And I think
if you go to PGH Tech and you look at any of these TNTs, you'll see what 321 Blink has done.
Yeah, go on YouTube and just search TNT Tech Vibe Neighborhood Tour, Pittsburgh
Tech
Council.
You can see their work.
Yeah. We've got about 10 or 12 of these things up there now.
We've got a nice library of them.
And they're a lot of fun. And so I wanted to bring you in to talk about how, you know, if you have a business out there, how do you incorporate video into your marketing, you know? And when do you bring in the pros? Because there's some things you can do by yourself, but there's some things where it's like, nope, you need folks like the 321 Blinks of the world out there to really make it nice. And what I think is important for people to know is that it's not as crazy expensive as you may think it is. You know what I'm saying? You guys bring things at a really great price point.
Absolutely. Because that's where, you know, that's the biggest thing that we pride ourselves on is to be able to give good quality content on a regular basis affordably to people, because if it's unaffordable, then they don't do the frequency that they need in order to keep content fresh.
And it's about
fresh.
The frequency.
Right,
really
frequency.
What it boils down to.
And, you know, we keep using this. It's an old term now, but okay. We talk about repurposing. You know, how do we go out, how do we shoot? You know, if people come to us all the time and say, hey, I want you to come out and shoot a 2-minute video. And we're like, no, you don't. They're like, oh, we want a 2-minute video for your website. It's probably one of the most inefficient uses of their time, our time, and economically, it's not. It's like, hey, we'll give you a 2, we'll give you a 30, we'll give you a 60, we'll give you a couple 15s, we'll give you a couple 5-inch booking. You know, so when you start looking at it, that content that you're pulling from that one shoot or that day and a half shoot, now all of a sudden you have content that can last you a couple of months.
And then you'll put a strategy together then to,
totally,
to take
right.
that out?
Okay. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, it doesn't make sense for us to come out. You know, we're a 10-man production company. You know, I mean, on top of a full service ad agency.
Right.
So sometimes it economically doesn't make sense. And we'll be the first to say,
Don't do it.
We can come out to your open house on Saturday to grab some B-roll, but you're going to pay a half a day shoot. You know, if you go
that's
and
like
you
50 bucks.
Yeah. A little bit more. 75 on a weekend.
75.
Right?
Yeah. That's
so that's great.
Yeah. I mean, so for us, it's about helping somebody create a video strategy, knowing when we can insert ourselves.
Right.
And it's about content, you know, because if we're doing our job right and the video was working, then they say, hey, let's do more. So
exactly.
You guys have been really just great to work with.
Well, we appreciate that. And you guys are good partners too, because we have a myriad of folks that we partner with. And we
can get cranky.
No,
not really.
Jonathan,
no,
in the morning without
the morning,
his coffee.
Jonathan without Red Bull and coffee.
Exactly.
No,
so.
But I mean, just for people to understand, you know, we go into these environments and very often we have a big picture of what we want to accomplish, but there's a lot of little pieces that have to sort of, you
sure.
know, merge
and our
to
guys,
make it happening.
Yeah, totally. And our guys have done a really, really good job of understanding. You know, these are our guys are they're film guys. You know,
right.
They have film degrees.
So they right.
So an advertising and marketing is not film. You know,
right.
what I mean, so as the two start to blend together,
yeah.
and they understand that we do this every day, but you don't.
Right.
So the things that we a lot of times initially maybe in our infancy would take for granted, it was like, how do they not know what this is? How do they know what it means? So we have then now say, all right, we got to walk through the steps and the processes. So the people that do it all the time, sure, they become more accustomed to it,
absolutely.
But for folks that don't have that, you know, that experience with video, we're more than happy to help with them. And, you know, again, we approach video from a marketing perspective because we are an ad agency.
You're an ad agency at the end
so,
of the day.
Right, it's just not about winning awards. It's nice to win awards. We do win awards.
It's about getting customers, selling stuff.
Exactly,
making conversions and all that,
you know,
kind of good stuff.
I'm an ad guy. I'm a sales guy. It's about making the phone ring. If we don't make the phone ring, then why are we
it's
here?
Not worth it.
You know,
exactly.
So,
just reminding our listeners, we are talking to Tim McLaughlin from 321 Blink. Great, great video company. Also an advertising company, marketing company. You do a little bit of everything.
We do. Yeah, a lot of websites.
So if people are listening, and what problem would they be trying to solve that you might have some answers to?
So we always, and I think, you know, everybody said, what's your elevator speech? And what I always say is we're storytellers. So what's your story? And if your story is, hey, I need a new website, I need new content, I need search engine optimization, how do we help you tell that story?
Right.
So if you might have a good story, you just need help. You might just
getting
need help
it out
getting
there.
It out there.
Right.
And other times, say, I don't have a good story. So it's like, well, yeah, you do.
We
you
can
just
find
don't
that
know what
story
it is.
For you. We'll
so we help
that
find
you
the story.
And that's
it out.
How you've helped us.
Yeah. So right. Exactly.
That's
yeah.
how you've helped us
sure.
at the Tech Council.
Yeah.
Is trying to figure out, like, even that TNT when we go out. And, you know, what is it that we're talking about? And I think I sound great when I talk for 5 minutes, but really it's 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's the shaping of that. And it's
right.
been a great,
yeah, we say to people
eyes.
All the time when they talk to us about their business, we always say, so what? Like, you know, I've been in business for 50 years. We're like,
so
cares?
What?
Who cares? Nobody cares. I've been in business for 50 years. That means, you know, I have a longevity in the marketplace and we know stuff. Okay, now we're on to something, you know. So, you know, it gets
right.
back. It's old school stuff.
It's
features
back.
And benefits and you know, peeling back the onion, all the other, you know, corny catchphrases you want. But there's truth to it, you know. It's
sure.
like so, you know, so what? Who cares really about that stuff? And then when you find out, you really get to the core, and then now we're on to something. When someone's like, you know, it's those moments where you're like, we're really on to something.
If people want to know your website.
Yeah,
it's an easy one. WWW back in the 70s.
Yeah,
321 blink. Yeah,
.com.
Exactly. So yeah, so that's it. You check us out.
And get your chip chop sandwich while you're there.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, we got a good Sammy across the street, and we're good.
So. Very cool. So Tim, what trends are you thinking about? We're almost to 2018. I don't know where the year went. Where's video going in 2018? I'm seeing new platforms popping up, new ways of using video. What are you guys thinking about?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We just had a meeting yesterday with somebody who was talking about, you know, projection within you know, businesses.
Okay.
Of how do we, you know, instead of walking by and seeing a big sign on a building, how do we create a video that is actually, it's almost kind of in the outdoor business.
Oh, really?
How you do digital,
right.
Billboards, because you can change content. You can do stuff a little bit quicker and more responsive. So how do you be able to do that? You know, print up a big, 10-foot by 20-foot sign plastered on your window and say, oh, wow, the guy down the street is a little bit more competitive than me. Now what do I do? You know, so there's ways that we're like, now video, the content just doesn't become the get people into your place.
Right.
It's like, wow, they're here. How do we now, how do we adapt our message?
Right.
How do we change what we're doing? So,
wow.
So we have 10 full-time, people in our video production department. So we have a lot of people ready, willing, and able to create content on different fashions, whether it be long form, whether it be 5 seconds, whether they be, social media posts, corporate videos, any of those kind of, and we're seeing as we're pulling all those pieces out of that, and then how they can be used across all these other different platforms.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
good stuff. I'm glad you guys are in Aspinwall doing what you guys do.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah,
I'm glad we linked up with you guys. And we have more Tech Vibe neighborhood tours coming up in 2018.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. We're excited. We're going to be part.
We're looking forward to doing this stuff. We think it's just too much fun. And once again, 321blink.com. Go there, check them out. And don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call or send an email, because there's friendly people at the other end of that looking to help you out. That's really what it boils down
to. Totally, right.
Man.
And if not, we have a enormous amount of partnerships and freelancers. Guys, if it's something that doesn't fit with us,
it might work
We'll point them in the right direction.
Absolutely.
You know, we're just about helping people out. Even
that's
if we can't
why,
do it, we'll point them in the right
that's
direction.
That's why you get the Tech Vibe Recommendo.
Oh, wow.
Boing, you're right, man. You've been stabbed.
Is there a badge we
yes.
can put on our website?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be handing you a badge.
Exactly.
Tech Vibe Recommendo. Right.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I like it. It sounds like it was just made up right now.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter. We're sticking it. It's,
okay, fantastic.
Done and done.
Okay. So,
this is our last show for 2017.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe it's 2018.
Do you have a wish for
real
next
quick.
Year?
Got about
I have
seconds.
A wish for next year.
What's your wish?
To be back here one more time.
You will be here.
Every day to light.
Good wish.
On, we're good. So,
good
yeah.
wish. 321blink.com. Everyone, have yourself an awesome 2018. It is almost here, and more Tech Vibe Radio coming in the coming year. This is Jonathan Kirstening.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us and the Pittsburgh Technology Council at pghtech.org.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.